So, believe it or not, today's the first day of spring, and it may be hard to celebrate spring. It may be hard to celebrate, or feel a little funny to celebrate spring with some white stuff on the ground, but in some ways it's really appropriate too, because I wondered about, when I planned this chapel, I wasn't actually even aware that it was the first day of spring, and I chose a spring theme, wondering about that, doing that in the middle of Lent, but it allows us to look forward to Easter, and even as we await, we had a taste of spring earlier this week, and even as we await, we celebrate what is to come, and as we look forward and celebrate resurrection. So let's begin together with the worship book number 648, Morning Has Broken, and I invite you to stand. 648.
Morning has broken.
I watch this morning for the light that the darkness has not overcome.
I watch for the fire that has been beginning and that burns still in the brilliance of the rising sun.
I watch for the glow of life that gleams in the growing earth and glistens in sea and sky.
I watch for your light, O God, in the eyes of every living creature, and in the ever-living flame of my own soul.
If the grace of seeing were mine this day, I would glimpse you in all that lives.
Grant me the grace of seeing this day. Grant me the grace of seeing. Amen.
All things bright and beautiful.
In the hushed quiet of the early dawn, when only the starlings and robins have found voices to sing, we look outside at the awakening world. You are a God of color, and now we too sing. The crabapple tree is weighed down with glorious pink blooms. The ornamental pear reaches white-blossomed arms high to the heavens. Tulips of red, orange, purple, pink, white and yellow burst forth in song to greet the morning's light. And the green, every shade of green, is a fugue of grass, bush, flower, and tree. You are a God of color, and now we too sing. The sky erupts into a choir of indescribable hues. The gray of dawn is replaced with a symphony of faint coral and sparkling lavender. Patches of brilliant blue peek through the billowy white clouds, promising a golden day rich in sunshine. You are a God of color, and now we too sing. May the tune and timbre of our voices forever sing out in praise of color, in praise of God who planned such a feast. for our eyes this spring morning. Hallelujah for color. Amen. A song that reminds us that we can only celebrate spring because it is one among three others. And also it provides metaphors for many things in life, for many things that have seasons. In this particular song, the seasons of life. Ooh, let's stand. 100. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, 11 and 12. Look, the winter is past, the rains are over and gone. Flowers are appearing on the earth. The season for singing has come. And let's sing in the worship book again, number 614. 614. Again, a song that reminds us that even when spring is not seen, the promise of spring is present.
Thank you.
receive these two short benedictions. May things of joy, beauty, truth, and hope bloom in your life. And if not bloom, then sprout. And if not sprout, then take root. And if not take root, then be sown. May the seed of Christ's word, planted and watered by the Holy Spirit, find root and grow in your hearts.